This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I am Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me now on the phone, Dominic Cochran, who is co-founder of the Capital City Film Festival. Good evening, Dominic. How are you?
I'm great, Cheryl. How are you?
You're getting ready to gear up for a very exciting day a week from today.
Wow, I got to tell you, it's been nonstop action getting ready for this thing. We just had the projector and screen delivered today. So.
Oh, now you know it's real.
Yeah, exactly.
How long have you been working on this? You're the co-founder, and is this the first film festival in the Lansing area?
No, there's another one that we actually have a good relationship with. We're separated on the calendar by exactly 6 months, East Lansing Film Festival. Their festival takes place on the MSU campus. Ours is a little different. We're going to be all over downtown, all over the city. We have music as a big part of it, so we're just kind of spreading it around to a lot of different venues. So it's a little different approach with the music added.
Well, I love that, and I did mean Lansing specifically. The venues are fascinating about this. As I'm looking at your webpage, which is extraordinary, I have to tell you, the venues, instead of like everything being in one venue, it's from Dart Auditorium to Lansing Community College to Old Town, the Temple Club there, Lansing Center, the Loft, Washington Street Armory, and an event at Tropo. I mean, my goodness, you're all over the map.
Our projection team is going to be very busy moving this 30-foot screen from place to place, trust me.
Oh, my goodness. So this is quite a coordinated effort. Oh, my.
Absolutely. And speaking of that, we really, coordinated effort. We couldn't do it without our sponsors. Lake Trust Credit Union has signed on to be the executive producer, if you will. They're the presenting sponsor. We're getting great support from Lansing Community College and the city of Lansing, and we can thank Traction for that lovely website that you mentioned.
I don't mind you doing commercials for anybody who's helping to put together a great event in the community. How long have you been working on this?
We had the original idea probably about 10 months ago.
And you put it together that quickly?
Yeah, we sprung right into action. We realized once we had the idea that we needed to get to work right away, and it's been a lot of work during that whole time. So
that might sitting down for one of the films, maybe one of the first times you've had a chance to do that in about 10 months.
We're really looking forward to that Thursday night, sitting down and watching a movie.
Now, tell me about tell everybody about some of the things, the kinds of movies they'll be able to see. The festival is the 14th through the 17th, so it starts next Thursday.
Yes. Our programming directors, Katie Wittenauer and Dan Hartley, have done a really exceptional job, I think, programming a very diverse festival. I really think there's something for everyone. And specifically, I'd like to say our student shorts this year are really incredible. I go to a lot of film festivals, and I'm as guilty as the next person occasionally skipping the student program. If you have to skip something, sometimes that's what you pick. But I have to tell you, you are making a huge mistake if you skip the students this year. I mean, we were blown away by the quality of the entrance that we got. And those are on Saturday at the Temple Club, so it'll be in a unique location. That's highly recommended. We have a documentary that's really great called Shepherds of Helmond. And it's actually the first time I've ever seen a documentary that was actually shot by the soldiers themselves on the ground in Afghanistan. And it's just a really unique perspective. We're actually flying the director of that in from Portland, Oregon for the weekend. So you can see him talk as well after the film. And that's on Friday at the Lansing Center. If you, on our website, I think really there's something for everyone, especially with the music. We have all different genres. And I'd be shocked if somebody went to everything and said, man, there wasn't anything that I didn't like.
That would be their fault, I'm thinking,
exactly.
That point. Yeah. I love the idea of you, as you talk about on the front of the webpage, live music wrapped around each night. And that's unusual as well. The locations are going to go all the way from Michigan Avenue to Old Town.
Absolutely. We are big fans of South by Southwest, which is a film festival in Austin, Texas, and music is a really big part of what they do. We're inspired by that, and we decided to bring in some national bands. I don't think there's anything like this around anywhere in Michigan, and I think it's going to be really great for the city. I hope a lot of people come out and enjoy it.
Well, what is your background? How did you become a part of this and getting this started?
Well, I have a filmmaking background. I'm a director of photography, a cinematographer at, I own a local production company here in Lansing called Optic. I'm also the director of the Office of Community Media, which is at the forefront of an effort to bring public access video back to Lansing and give people an opportunity to create things that they can then eventually see on the big screen. It's all part of the same plan to give people the tools to make films and shows, and then also give them a chance to exhibit those films.
Well, very good. Why don't we give them the website one more time? They're going to want to hop on. They can purchase tickets right there and purchase passes at the same time. You've kept the prices low. Where can they go to get more info?
CapitalCityFilmFest.com, and you can also look for us on Facebook and Twitter.
Well, it's going to be amazing. It's a great thing for the city of Lansing. Thank you, Dominic, for telling us about it.
Thank you so much. Have a great evening.
You as well. Dominic Cochran, who is the co-founder of Capital City Film Festival, the 14th through the 17th. That's next Thursday. Starts next Thursday in Lansing. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.